Ottawa. Freedom Convoy organizer Tamara Litch insists she was never directly told to leave Ottawa last winter when protesters in hundreds of vehicles blocked streets around Parliament Hill as they called for an end to COVID-19 mandates, even after the Emergencies Act was invoked. During cross-examination Friday, Litch told the Public Order Emergency Commission that when police told protesters in a mid-February meeting to depart, she took it as a suggestion. She and other organizers had testified on Thursday that police did not tell them to leave the city. Ottawa police lawyer David Mijakovsky showed Litch a police log entry from that February 16 meeting on Friday when officers wrote that they told her to depart and message this out to others. They later noted that all parties were upset and Litch was crying. Litch said she remembers becoming emotional. "I think I said something to the effect of, I can't believe that you're about to do this to your own people." She told the commission she still felt those instructions were merely a suggestion to leave. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act for the first time in Canadian history on February 14, arguing its temporary and extraordinary powers were needed to end blockades in Ottawa and at border crossings. That decision came after weeks of what Trudeau called an illegal occupation of downtown Ottawa. Paul Champ, a lawyer representing Ottawa residents and businesses, reminded the commission that the protest was deemed an unlawful occupation, that the city and the province declared states of emergency, that local residents launched a lawsuit against the organizers, and the court granted an injunction to stop protesters from honking truck horns at night. "That wasn't a message that maybe it was time to leave?" Champ asked. "We had a message, too," Litch replied, adding that after hearing heartbreaking stories during the pandemic, she felt the protesters' message was more important. She said that she would have left if the court had ordered her to. "My understanding was that as long as we were peaceful and complied with the order, we were permitted to stay," she said. The commission also heard from a protester Friday who made a point of joining the protest after the Emergencies Act was invoked. Chris Deering, a Canadian Armed Forces veteran, testified he believed he was still entitled to be in downtown Ottawa even though he knew police were warning people to leave. "I'm a free citizen of this country. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a veteran. I'm a good person. And I felt I had the right to be there with my Canadian citizens to try to protect them," he said. Deering was arrested using force near the National War Memorial during a massive police operation on February 18. He was later released without charges. Emily Tamman, a lawyer representing Ottawa residents and businesses, played a 10-minute compilation of videos of loud horn honking, blocked streets, open fires, large collections of fuel jerry cans and other scenes from the convoy protest. Supporters in the hearing room gallery were heard softly laughing during the video, and one man made a honking gesture with his arm. Friday's hearings also included Diagolin founder Jeremy McKenzie, who took part in the Freedom Convoy, and testified from a correctional facility in Saskatchewan, where he is being held on charges unrelated to the protests. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino flagged McKenzie as a national security risk in February, saying people at the Coutts, Alta border crossing blockade had strong ties to Diagolin, which he referred to as a far-right extreme organization. In intelligence reports released at the public inquiry, the RCMP described Diagolin as a militia-like network with members who are armed and preparing for violence, and having supporters, akin to accelerationism, who wanted to overthrow the government. McKenzie said many of his supporters are firearms enthusiasts, but argued police were citing unreliable information provided by the Canadian Anti-Hate Network. "There is certainly not anything resembling a militia or anything to this extent," he said. He said he knew one of the people who was charged in the protests in Coutts but otherwise had no connection to the Alberta blockades and had little interaction with convoy organizers in Ottawa. McKenzie is facing assault and weapons charges in Saskatchewan and was charged with firearms offenses in Nova Scotia in January. He's also been charged with harassment and intimidation in March after an anti-mask protest outside the home of Nova Scotia's chief medical officer of health. One of the people tasked with running security for the protesters testified early Friday evening. Daniel Buelford is a former RCMP sniper and intelligence officer who quit his job over COVID-19 vaccine mandates. An Ontario Provincial Police intelligence report tabled with the commission highlighted a person of interest in the convoy that matches Buelford's description. The report identified the person as a former member of the Prime Minister's security team who had, at one point, leaked the Prime Minister's schedule. Buelford said he never had active duty officers leaking him information during the convoy, but he did have former police and military helping him do security, including some who were suspended from work for not being vaccinated. Trudeau said Friday he's looking forward to sharing his perspective at the inquiry. I think an awful lot of Canadians have been really made concerned by what testimony they're hearing this week at the Emergencies Act inquiry, Trudeau said. It's really important for Canadians to understand what was going on in that moment and why it was the right thing to do to invoke the Emergencies Act in a responsible, time-limited, targeted way. The public inquiry, which is required under the Emergencies Act, will hold hearings in Ottawa through to November 25. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 4, 2022. Laura Osman and David Fraser, The Canadian Press 2.